The Faculty of Hearing. Yes, all-knowing mind is with you always. Now go a little further and confess that that mind is yours. Is this not tremendous? Do not tell others about it. Just tell yourself and believe what you tell her. This is why you hear and understand so well. Mind, in its very inherences, must see and know and understand. Healing does not need to be slow. It can come any day. Even now you pick up the remarks people do not want you to hear. Does this not prove that your hearing apparatus is in perfect working order? Though it were a bit out of condition, the Almighty, who goes over your habitation many times a day, more faithfully than the night watchman goes his rounds, tightens up every gadget that needs tightening, and loosens every gadget that needs loosening. You are well looked after, are you not? The faculties of sight and hearing, you know, are part of your perfect structure. They can no more fail than can life itself. In former days they behaved so well, you scarcely knew you possessed them. They have their perpetual and peaceful existence under the law of perfect God and perfect man, a law of annihilation to every suppositional fault or failure. Sight, hearing, all your faculties are faculties of divine mind, hence their perfection and permanence. But the divine mind is your mind. You have no other mentality. So when you say that divine mind's seeing and hearing are infallible, you in effect say that your sight and hearing are infallible. You can talk these truths to yourself, even if you cannot quite realize them. As a result, consciousness will form you anew. Hope you have a pleasant trip. Remind your sister that the boy has entered the other world with freer step and fuller breath, ready for new assignments and further developments. His life is not extinguished because he has become inaudible and invisible to us. He has taken on a form so resplendent that our dull vision is not able to cognize him.